repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. Welcome to another edition of Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM, www.citr.ca on the internet. My name is Fote, and I'll be with you for the next hour. You just heard the amazing Death Threat, old band featuring members of Talk Is Poison, of Tragedy, His Hero's Gone, all that fun stuff. That was off the LP that comes back to like 2000 off of Considerate War, first song on that album since day one. Awesome album. That'd be great if they got back together for a reunion or something. Maybe next year's Chaos and Taos or something. That'd be totally sweet. I got a lot of stuff to play, so I'm going to try to talk as little as possible. Let's just listen to more punk. This is Llama off of their LP that just got released by Sfart Records. Re-released. This is from like 1982, the heyday of great Finnish hardcore. So Llama here on CITR, Generation Annihilation.
Valtetto! persone non le sento, lo so. Cerco di essere solo qualcosa di più.
Cinco Cinco Wednesdays at the Cobalt. $5 cover, $5 draft, and $5 highballs. A weekly showcase of up-and-coming bands, artists, and DJs, where the artists get 100% of their ticket sales. For more information, visit thecobalt.ca.
Winnie Cooper is proud to present the Thursday Concert Series at 560 Club. With one of the biggest video walls in North America, 560 is quickly becoming one of the nicest venues Vancouver has to offer. 560 also features four floors, each presenting you with a different musical vibe. In the coming months, the Thursday Concert Series will be presenting you with some of the hottest musical acts to hit town. Get your tickets quick for Lil B, performing the WinnieCooper.net 4-year anniversary party at 560. Advanced tickets are available through WinnieCooper.net, Club Zone, or at Zulu, Beat Street, and Red Cat Records. This will be Lil B, the Bass God's first Canadian appearance. Watch out for the Das Races show, set to perform their unique style of Brooklyn-based hip-hop on May 2nd. The Thursday Concert Series at 560 Club, located at 560 Seymour Street in Vancouver, BC, presented by Winnie Cooper.
All right, back here on Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. Yeah, I'm the Fote. I've got 40 minutes left, so I'm going to keep playing some rock and roll. But first, I'm going to tell you what you just heard in that whole set, or a few songs there. Starting it off was Llama with a song called Helot. After that, the Mighty Wretched, old Italian hardcore from the early 80s. this particular track I got off the Love War compilation LP, if you remember that. I've just been revisiting it in the last week, and man, what a comp it is. It has so much good Italian hardcore on it. It rules. And not just Italian, but all around the world. Canada, Argentina, Spain, Japan, you know, it's classic comp, good stuff. And Wretched, one of my favorite raw punk bands of that time. After that, you heard Crashbox, another old Italian hardcore band, with the song called Destino off of the Nel QR LP, which has also just been reissued. I think most of Crashbox's stuff has been reissued. So check that out if you like that kind of hardcore. It was kind of a little metal-tinged, but that's all right in my books. After that, you heard Contra Pateri off of an LP. I'm not even going to try to pronounce the name of it, but that's been reissued as well. I think the label's called Gonna Puke Retro. I could be wrong on this. I don't have the info right in front of me. But you heard the song called Rovine. After that, Desconocidos from Austin, Texas, with a song called Suicida, and that's off of their LP. Okay, let's move on. But first, let's talk about some shows that are coming up. There's some good stuff. Good stuff. Tonight at the Elf House, Messiolator is playing. And honestly, I don't have a handbill for it. What's up with lack of handbills in Vancouver these days? Messiolator from Edmonton are playing. I think Absurdist is playing as well. I could be wrong. Either way, you're guaranteed for a party tonight if you go to the Elf House. And you'll see some good kick-ass heavy metal, punk, thrash kind of stuff. If you're going to miss that, but you have Sunday off and you want to go up to Squamish, they're playing there at the Gun Club. It's Messiolator, Anna, Shooting Spree, and Prison Violence. And that show is like $8 or something. So check that out. Also, on Thursday, April 19th, from Philadelphia, the Sickoids are playing. And that band totally rules. Check it out. I'm going to play them in the next set after we hear a couple other tracks. It's going to be a really good show. Thursday, April 19th, they're playing at the Elf House with Bible Thumper, the band they're touring with, who I don't know much about, but if they're anything like Sickoids, it's going to be a good show. And Systematic and Masturbating Teenagers are opening the show, so it should be good. Bring $5. Actually, bring $20 so you can get into the show and then buy a Sickoids t-shirt and buy a Sickoids record, because they're pretty awesome, Killed by Death kind of punk rock, featuring members of Witch Hunt. A whole different style. What else is happening? Next weekend is Record Store Day, so you won't be listening to Generation and Annihilation, because they're going to be broadcast, or CITR will be broadcasting live at Zulu Records, and it's a whole Record Day extravaganza here at CITR next weekend. Check out all the record stores next weekend. It's going to be a really good time. Live bands at pretty much everywhere. Red Cat should be good. Lady Hawk's going to play. Neptune is always a fun time. Just go out and support your local independent record stores, because without it, there would be no shows like this. It would be really lame. I'd just be playing YouTube videos and stupid crap like that. So, support your independent record stores. Keep them open so that I can buy records. What else is happening? There's tons of shows coming up, but you'll probably forget about them. In Friday, May 11th, it's Mass Graves tour kickoff and their 10-year anniversary show. It's crazy. They've been around for 10 years. 10 years of grinding crust. Anyways, they're going to play at Antisocial, 2337 Main Street. They're going to be playing with Hagatha and Absurdist. Should be a great show. And afterwards, Brady's Problem will be playing with a band called Drunk Tank at Funky Winker Beans. So you can probably make both shows, because the Antisocial one's got to end early. So, you know, show up to Antisocial around 7 or something and then go to Funky's and get drunk. The next day, May 12th, Mean Jeans from Portland are coming back. If you caught them at Interurban Gallery a couple months ago, you'll know they're great party pop punk kind of stuff. Reminds me of the Ramones, and that's never a bad thing. They're playing with Unfun, Slow Learners, and Hole in My Head. Okay, enough talking about shows and stuff like that. Let's start playing some punk rock, because that's what I'm here for. I'm going to play a couple tracks off of some demos that I recently got. The first being a brand new band from Phoenix, Arizona called Oust. It features our dear friend Wesley, who's in town right now. So Wes, if you're listening, check it out. This is for you, buddy. This is Oust here on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back. All right. You just heard the Sickoids, who are playing at the Elf House on Thursday, April 19th, with Bible Thumper, Systematic, and Masturbating Teenagers. That show's like $5 or something. Yeah, told you they were good. Yeah, classic hardcore punk, the way hardcore punk should sound. Yeah, super stoked for that show. Starting off that set was Oust with their Six Mob, Seven Tracks demo. Played two songs off of it. The first one is a title in Spanish that I can't really read right now because I don't have it in front of me. But the second song was called Total Fucking Grid. Some crazy grindcore death metal influences going on there, which is pretty pretty good if you're into that kind of stuff. I am if it's done right, and thankfully Oust does it right. After that, you heard from England, a brand new band called Bersicker, and this is off their demo CDR. I played two songs for you. The first one was called High Def Death. The second one was 100 Days of Bombs. It's a pretty punk name. After that, Vicious Pleasures from Portland off their demo with Spoiled Rotten. They played the Moon Tower a few weeks ago, and yeah, it was pretty good, except the PA was dicking out. Couldn't really hear the ladies' vocals too well, and the know-it-all hipster who thought he could work the PA didn't really help either with turning up the gain and just making it squeal and hurt all our ears and get annoyed by looking at this mustache-faced idiot trying to think that he can, you know, run the show. But yeah, hipsters, can't live with them, and yeah, that's about it. Yeah, ending the set off with Sickoids with the song My Curse. Okay, we got about 20 minutes left on the show, so let's keep things rolling here. Let's get some Canadian content in here. As I mentioned earlier, Massgrave, they've been around for 10 years. It's really crazy how fast time goes, because I remember when they were first starting and jamming at Watson Street before that whole block burned down at a house party. yeah, anyway, this is the Mighty Massgrave with the song called Alive and Thriving. Check it out. We'll be right back.
lot of hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Interesting as listening to this PSA is, there's nothing quite like watching it. Watching what, you ask? The annual showcase of films that accompany it as part of the POV, or Persistence of Vision, Film Festival. This showcase of short films written, directed, shot, edited, and produced by students in the film production program at UBC happens only once a year. On April 27th and 28th, join the POV Festival at the Empire Granville 7 Cinemas in the heart of downtown Vancouver as these magnificent films are debuted. For tickets and information, visit povfilmfestival.com.
Yeah.
Death to the Sickoids by the Canadian Subhumans. In my personal opinion, I like them a bit more than the UK Subhumans. I know that's not a very popular opinion, but God, Incorrect Thoughts. What a great album. I don't know why they had to go and re-record the whole thing and put it out again. You know, like, I don't know. Maybe it's a licensing thing with the original label that put it out, but damn, someone should just bootleg it instead, you know? Why change it, you know? If it's not broken, don't fix it. Anyways, that was a whole Canadian set right there. We opened things up with Mass Grave off the last LP that they did with the song called Alive and Thriving, which is about our vibrant punk scene worldwide. As you can tell by all the music from around the world that I've been playing, punk is alive and thriving. After that, you heard the Mighty Hagatha with a song called Accuracy. I don't know. I can't pronounce that word. Anyways, that's off of their last LP. Hopefully they're working on something new. That'd be pretty sweet. They're doing a tour, I guess, in Europe, probably in September or October or something like that. So, Hagatha, great kind of doomy, sludgy, evil sounding music. After that, Chuck Norris. Remember those guys from Squamish off the 7-inch that I put out like 8 years ago? Yeah, I just started thinking about it last week for some weird reason and realized I haven't listened to it for a while. But you heard the song Pick Up Your Skate. I think it still stands the test of time. Pretty stoked on it. I'm sure that band will never break up, so we'll probably have to see him live again at GHPR Fest or something like that in the summer. After that, Canada's best band going right now, I'd say, No Problem, off the And Now This LP with Isn't This Fun. And good news, No Problem is coming back to town June 11th. They're coming here with Hoax from New York, another great hardcore band, and they're playing with the Jolts and one other band, and that's going to be at the Zoo Shop. Mark that down on your calendar, June 11th, No Problem from Edmonton. It's going to be a great show. Wrapping things up was the Canadian Subhumans with Death to the Sickoids. Speaking of Sickoids, don't forget that show on Thursday, April 19th, Sickoids at the Elf House. I've blabbed about that enough, and I only have a few minutes left, so let's try to play as much as I can. I'm at least going to play this one song by a band called Disturbed, and they're from Japan. Contrary to what the name might suggest, they're not really a D-beat band. I think they take more from the school of Anti-Sect, as you'll hear here with the song called Isolate. This is on Blackwater Records. And if I have time, I might as well end the whole show off with some Anti-Sect. Why not? Out from the Void. Classic. So, we won't see you next week because we're being preempted for Record Store Day, but you should still tune in and you should still go out and buy a bunch of records at a bunch of awesome record stores. But we'll be back the week after, and I don't know, hopefully I'll have a whole new arsenal of records to play for you unworthy bastards out there in Radioland. Anyways, here we go. Disturbed on CITR. See you in a couple weeks. Let's go. Okay, looks to me as if no one from Power Chord is here yet. I don't know if they're on their way or not. So, hey, Mistress of Metal or Metal Ron, you should give the station a call and let me know if you're coming in. But hell, if you're not here yet, I might as well keep playing punk rock. Yeah, sorry for all you metalheads who want to hear some stuff. I don't know, I brought some heavy metal records too, so maybe we'll dip into that as well. Luckily, I always bring way too much to play during my 1 hour slot, so I might as well just stick around and play more music, if that's okay with you guys. If you want to hear something, just call me at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. It's pretty easy to remember. Anyways, yeah, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Yeah, I guess this is Power Chord now, but this is Foat from Generation Annihilation. You just heard Antisect from the Out From the Void 7-inch with Out From the Void Part 1. Great band. I can't wait to see them play at Chaos and Taos at the end of May. For those of you who can't afford to go all the way to Texas to see them, don't worry about it, because they're playing on... I don't have a calendar in front of me.